From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. China isn't the only trade issue Washington, D.C. is working on. At some point this year, Congress is expected to vote on the USMCA agreement between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The agreement still needs an up or down vote from both chambers of Congress. House Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson of Minnesota, though, tells AgWeb.com he's unsure of how other Democrats will vote at this point, but he will be doing everything he can to help get it passed. 6 months after the USDA promised to buy $1.2 billion worth of food from American pork, beef, and produce farmers, many are still waiting. Agriculture.com reports since Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the program in August, the agency has ordered just 11% of the food it promised to buy. The pork industry has been particularly hard hit by the nearly year-long trade wars with China, Mexico, and Canada. When the FDA approved genetically engineered animals are safe to eat 3 years ago, the door has been opened for Aqua Bounty Technologies to grow and sell genetically engineered salmon in the U.S. According to Agriculture.com, the fish, which developers say grows twice as fast as conventional Atlantic salmon on 25% less feed, will contribute to a more sustainable food supply. But Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski is skeptical federal GMO food labeling rules will apply to fish, so she's pursuing legislation requiring genetically engineered appear in the name. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.